Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You guys made it in safe, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Although it's not too bad down here
it's
in
really
the tree.
Not.
Yeah.
You know, where I live, I kind of cradle the foothills like a tight pair of Wrangler jeans. I cup them. I cup the foothills.
You sure do.
And when I was backing out of the driveway today, I was like, dang, it's thick. I probably have 4 or 5 inches at least.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Down by me. And then, yeah, 470 was kind of gnarly coming in. But I don't know. Down here, not too shabby.
I mean, side streets were a little slick, but it took me like 8 minutes to get in instead of 5. So,
Katie, you took it slow.
I did. I was going a lot slower this morning, but yeah, I thought it was going to be a little worse. But still, you should give yourself a little extra time if you're going to be out and about.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little icy out there.
Yeah, especially if you park outside, you're going to be scraping a little bit. The door handles might be frozen shut. So give yourself a little extra time, like Katie said. That weird guy was in the parking lot again this morning.
It's so odd.
This guy, I'm sick of this guy. Yeah. Sitting there, and I watched him yesterday. He got out of his car, and I was like, uh-oh, we about to throw down, as I pulled in. And he takes the stairs next to the building up to the Home Depot. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he works at the Home Depot and he's parking down here so he can come down on the sly and not
monitored.
Right? Or...
Is that one car that parks between you and Katie?
Yes.
Okay, I've been wondering the same thing.
The white SUV.
Every day. Yep, every day.
Yeah. So I pulled in and I just sat there today and I stared at him. I just sat there and looked at and stared at him for a couple minutes and he didn't make eye contact with me.
No.
But he was in there playing on his phone and drinking his coffee and I'm like, you are a weirdo.
It is
Who
unnerving.
Who are you?
Because when I get here, I'm usually the first one in the building, and when I see him already in the parking lot, I'm like, first of all, who's that?
Who stranger danger.
Yeah,
and two, you're right, walking into the building, I'm like, I'm a single girl.
You better bring your nunchucks.
I put my keys in between my fingers, so if I have to
there
punch them, it's going to burn it, you know?
Well, and seeing anybody in that parking lot that you don't know, because we know the four people that are here
everybody.
At the same time we are, so when you see someone else, you're like,
we are on high alert.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we know the Lone Tree PD.
We do.
Very much so.
They're
so you better
friends.
Watch it, weird Home Depot guy.
I have their number memorized.
This guy.
Home Depot guy.
We'll just call him.
Listen.
We'll call him HD guy now.
Your lumber looks sketch. We don't like it.
Just sitting there drinking his coffee, playing on his phone with his windshield wipers sticking straight out again.
What is that?
Like an idiot.
What is that?
You know that's not good for your windshield wipers?
No.
You shouldn't do it.
I don't know what that guy's problem
forms
is.
I
don't know what his deal is.
Unless he's listening, and then thank you for listening, sir.
We love you.
Being a fan. Really appreciate it. What else is going on? What do you guys got?
Well, I guess I wanted to ask you guys a question, because when I came in this morning, when I did get here, I was chatting with somebody else and talking about how my rear windshield window, like, I don't mess with that. I don't bother with that in the morning if I have to clear stuff off my car, because I'm not looking behind me, and I have a backup camera, so I don't need that. I'm not going to waste my time. It's already cold. And we were talking about that this morning, and they agreed with me, and they're like, totally. I just had this conversation.
Was it another woman?
No, it was a guy.
Whoa,
he was like,
that is shocking.
And he's like, I have just had this conversation with somebody, and he's like, I will die on this hill. Like, and I was like, same. Like, I don't understand
it's
why people.
It's not safe.
But why
you
do
need to
I
know
need.
If there's an emergency vehicle coming up on you from
and
behind.
And I can see that
or
in my. I can see that in my mirrors on my side. Again, I have
still
the
dangerous.
Backup camera. And I would also like to point out that I have the little things on my rear windshield or my rear view where it melts it for me. So by the time
rear
I'm
defrost.
Here, it's already done. That's what it is. Yes.
The lines, Jerry.
Yeah,
the
lines.
Little
thing
lines
on my rear
on my
windshield.
Thing. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
We puzzled it out.
I just had my conversation with somebody.
Again, your commute is literally 5 minutes, and
that's
nobody's
what I mean.
On the road. So I'm not going to give you too much crap, but I've been on the highways, you know, at like 10 with somebody zipping down the highway, and their back window's completely covered.
Yeah.
And I think you can get a ticket for that.
And you can't see.
You can't see.
But no,
it's
I mean,
behind
I can
you.
See you in my rear view mirrors.
Yeah, but you
like,
need your rear windshield.
I can see you just
to...
fine. For what? What am I looking
you mean
back
your side
there for?
Mirrors.
Then I'm taking. Yeah.
You have a
so
rear
then
view
I'm taking
mirror.
I know, but,
you,
but I'm
that's
not the, looking
she's
in
talking
that.
Side mirrors.
I know, but that's
side
the best
mirrors.
Line of sight. Like you look, just look up and down,
I know, but side mirrors, I can see you just fine. And again,
unless they ice over because it's so cold,
it's
out.
Going to melt by the time I need it. So that's
not
what I'm
thick.
Saying. I will argue.
Depends
all
on how
day.
Many inches.
Yeah. No, it was fine. This morning it was fine.
Most states have a law that requires drivers to maintain a clear line of sight, which would be front and
you
back
could
window.
Get a ticket
well,
for
and
it.
I will tell them, officer, I can see just
officer.
Fine through my rear view My
and then he goes, well, you were also doing 85 in a 45. There you go.
That's something completely different, sir.
We'll talk about that later, okay?
Exactly. That's a different ticket, okay?
I think that's just lazy, to be honest. I think that's a little bit of a laziness. But I also get, like, no one wants to be out in the cold at 4 in the morning dusting off their car.
But you hit your front windshield. Why not just walk around and go, swish,
I did not.
Swish, swish.
That was the windshield wipers.
What if it's a thick snow day, though?
Today was not.
What if it is?
Well, then I will get out there, and even more, I'm like, well, now I really don't want to get that rear one because I just spent all this energy on the front one.
I have a headache.
Oh,
I literally have a headache.
You asked
today,
me what was going
and
on.
I can't even.
You
today.
Opened this up.
I can't even today.
Just let her get. Hey, you know what? Let her get the ticket.
Yeah. Okay. Like I'm. Yeah.
Lesson learned.
There's no talking around of this.
Lesson learned.
It is like the book we read, Katie.
What?
Let them.
Yep. Let them. Yeah.
I will let you be reckless. And I will let you get a ticket.
She just argued with the metaphorical officer, so she's not going to listen to you, Jared.
And she called it the rear windshield.
I know.